TK, we spoke to Justin Marshall about 25 minutes ago about the pending Bledisloe Cup. Now, this bloke's going to be right in the thick of the action, making his debut. It's a massive congratulation and good morning to Curtis Rona.
Morning, guys.
You must be pretty pumped about running out there tomorrow night, especially when, as I believe you said, it was a surprise just being in the squad.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a massive occasion tomorrow, and I'm expecting a big crowd out there and see a gold out there to support us and get us across the line.
Tell us about the transition, Curtis. Has it been harder than you thought it was going to be, about what you thought it was going to be, or easier than you thought it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be like a lot harder, to be honest, because I haven't played the game in a few years, but with having coaching staff around me, it made it a lot easier. And going over different structures and plays, it's made it a lot easier when you have quality coaching staff and players helping you.
And we mentioned earlier about your home ground used to be ANZ Stadium for the Bulldogs, so you know how to find the line there with a bit of success. Now, tomorrow night, tough one, obviously, against these blokes. And coming from your heritage as well, what's it going to be like standing there and facing the Haka?
Yeah, I've got a lot of people messaging me and telling me that I'll be facing them in the Haka. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a pretty special moment, to be honest, because, yeah, I know I'm ready to face them and my family. I think it's going to be an honour for me to be there in front of them. So, yeah.
You might be able to do the wink like Sam Scott Young did a couple of years ago, just to really fire them up, perhaps.
Yeah.
Don't go there because they bashed poor old Sam from pillar to post up.
It was.
he blew him a kiss, didn't he?
Yeah, a wink and a kiss.
A wink and a kiss, I think. Mate, Curtis, you were a try-scoring freak in the nicest possible word in the game of rugby league. 57 games, 41 tries you scored out of that 57 games, which is quite phenomenal. Are you getting enough ball, and do you see yourself getting a lot of ball on the weekend as well?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of structured play that has got me involved, and me coming off a wing and being a threat. So I won't say too much, but I definitely feel comfortable enough that I'll be in the mix of things and running around and getting the ball in the hand, because that's when I'm at my best, is when I'm at the ball and not just sitting out there waiting for it to come.
Sure.
What about at this new level, you could say, that you're going to reach tomorrow night? Who's been influential for you in amongst the playing group to keep you up to speed?
The playing group? Oh, pretty much everybody has been helpful in many different ways. I think Izzy's been the most renowned out of all of them, because he's made the transition himself, but that was a few years ago, so he knows what position I'm in at the moment, and he's given me all the confidence as a back three, and helping me out in that aspect, and also Bernard Fowler. He's been terrific with his communication and leadership and directing the team around. And every training session that we've had, he's been barking orders and making sure that we nail our details and getting everything right.
Are you worried about being targeted by the All Blacks, thinking, well, you're the newcomer to the game, you know, from the world of rugby league, you're making your debut, you could be nerves? How will the nerves be?
No, I'll be all right. As soon as the whistle blows and I'm in the mix, that's when I know it's game time. So I think I'll be all right. I'll just stick to my processes and trust them, believe in myself, and my preparation is pretty much everything to me. So as long as I stick towards that, then I'll be sweet.
I know you got your mind firmly focused on tomorrow and your debut. I just got to ask you quickly about the Western Force. How have you guys in the squad handled that? Well, it's an axing, but it's not really, because it's gone to the Supreme Court. You're sticking tight, I imagine.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate what's gone on, the circumstances in the background leading up to this game. But I do know that the group is like gelled together, and over not just over the last week or two, but over this whole season. And and it showed on the field that they were playing for each other, and no matter what the result was, that we gave it our all, and that was it. You know, we just wanted to be, brothers, a band of brothers, and every time we played, we played for each other, and I think we did, West Australians proud, and we hopefully, we can get a result in the next week or two with the Supreme Court.
Right. So where will you be if the Western Force don't exist?
Oh, that's a good question. You probably know more than I do.
Right, okay.
To be honest, I'm just happy with what I'm doing right now and focusing on this game on the weekend, and then everything else will look after itself.
Yeah, I mean, would returning to rugby league be an option?
Anything could possibly happen, but I highly doubt it at this stage. I highly doubt it. So, I spoke to my manager yesterday, and we just went over a few things. And there is interest, which is good from most of the Super Rugby franchises in Australia. So that keeps me in high hopes that I'll be still Australian rugby.
And just before we say goodbye, what Wallaby number are you, Curtis?
910.
He's 200 more than me. That makes me old. I'm 710.
Yeah, you're just more experienced, that's all.
I like it. Very well done. Curtis, congratulations on your selection. My only advice is do nothing different to that you've done through Super Rugby. That's why you've got the that's why you got the gig. Congratulations. Go hard tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, mate. Cheers, guys.